Roger Dupuis, and this is Sports Voices, and we're here with Bob Iger from Fox 56.
Good morning. How are we?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Delightful.
So we are going to spin that delight into talking about high school basketball.
High school hoops has heated up. A lot of the winter sports have heated up. Let's be honest.
Yep.
Wrestling and swimming coming into their own.
Okay.
But actually, league play in the Wyoming Valley Conference, the Lackawanna League, actually start Friday night.
Okay.
Which, because the amount of teams and the divisions they have to play before
right.
the holidays, which is kind of unusual. So there's a big game in the Lackawanna League, Division II, on Friday night.
Okay.
Holy Cross at Riverside.
Okay.
Two of the top teams in the district in AAA.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the top teams in Lackawanna League, Division II. Four of the great best players we have are going to go head-to-head. If Pedrika plays, he was hurt for Holy Cross. Thompson for Holy Cross,
mm-hmm.
he was hurt. Of course, then you have Braden Rose from Riverside. And then you have the big one, Nico Antonacci. We
right.
hear that name all the time. He already has offers from Syracuse and a bunch of other Division I schools.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a sensational sophomore. He's just a sophomore, Roger.
Right, he's young.
He's really young.
Yeah.
He is the next, in quotes, Jerry McNamara. And I
saw
Jerry grow up.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen him play.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So he can be that good. Obviously, he got an offer from Syracuse already. That's a tough game to open up with, though, in a league, because they are the two of the top teams in AAA, as I mentioned. And now, mm-hmm. You're only five games into the season out of 22.
Mm-hmm.
You got some injuries. You have some new players, especially on Holy Cross on the inside. How are they developing?
Right.
And same thing for Riverside. You have a couple new players in the starting five. I think it's a tough game to open with, but that's the way the league drops, and that's the way it is. Wyoming Valley Conference also starts up on Friday night with some good games. Nothing big or unusual like the Holy Cross Riverside game.
Okay.
But that also will open up. And this is also girls, too.
Right.
There are some girls' games going on as well.
Quick question. Is any of that going to be on WQMY?
No.
Okay.
We don't open our high school hoop season till January 5th, and we have Crestwood and Hazleton girls, which I've been scouting the last couple weeks. Two great teams.
Okay.
Already talked to their coaches and players. District champs. Hazleton won 6A last year.
Okay.
In District 2, Crestwood won 5A.
Mm-hmm.
They go head-to-head January 5th, and that will be our opener in high school hoops on MyTV WQMY. But okay. We'll talk about that in a couple weeks.
Excellent. Okay, sir. So let's talk about hockey and the Penguins. They were in first place.
They were.
Okay.
And they played five periods mm-hmm. of not good hockey.
Right.
As Kirk McDonald, we'll hear from Kirk in a little bit.
Yep.
But they are not playing good hockey right now for whatever reason.
Right.
It's just, they opened up. They had 19 wins coming in, 39 points.
Right.
Up until the other night, and they lost back-to-back games with Charlotte. So why don't we hear what Kirk had to say after the game?
That was the worst game we played this year. That was terrible. Bloomer was outstanding, made some huge saves. Power play let us down again. They got to be better. It's not good enough. I know we've got a good record, but the last five periods haven't been nearly up to par. We got to regroup quick.
So he called that the worst game of the season so
far. Worst game of the season. And
right.
I was there. It was the worst game. It was not a good hockey game.
Uh-huh.
The forecheck wasn't good.
Right.
They got beat to a lot of pucks. And it really looked like experience versus inexperience
mm-hmm.
for Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that way.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's not that way.
Right.
Joel Blomqvist is in goal. Great goalie. We know he's coming up. He's in his 20s. He's
right.
great. Sergei Morozov, we talked about him. He was with Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
but he's sent back down. He'll get a start probably on Friday night
right.
As well. So they have two great goaltenders. But up front, they couldn't pass the puck. They had two five-on-threes and couldn't score.
Right.
Five-on-threes. You have to score.
Yeah.
Kirk was not happy after the game.
Right.
The good news for them, it's only December. Now, they have some games coming up, so
they
let's talk about.
They have quite a busy weekend, yes.
They do have a busy weekend.
Away at Utica. Yeah.
Yeah, they're away at Utica, then
right.
they host Utica, and then they host their rivals, Hershey, so they can make up some points there
mm-hmm.
as well. But they're a good hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
They're a better than good.
Okay.
I don't say great yet,
okay.
but they're a good hockey team. They're going
right.
to be right there through the whole season. They have some great young talent.
Right.
I talked about the goaltenders.
Yes.
And they also have some great scorers. Tristan Brose is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Pusatin is in there. Tomasino, who scored the other night, was in there. So it's there. It just didn't come together for whatever reason on Tuesday night. Now, they lost
right.
to them, same team, on Sunday. So that's why he's saying five quarters. But
yes.
if you want to see some great hockey in our area, mm-hmm. go down and see the Penguins.
Anybody that Pittsburgh's looking at?
Well, Marashov is the biggest one.
Yes,
he is the goaltender of the future.
Right.
Pittsburgh traded for a goaltender this year, which is weird, right. From Edmonton.
Right.
He starts this week.
Yeah.
And then they had another goaltender they brought in.
Right.
So they have two goaltenders up at Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the future, as I'm told, is either Blomqvist or Marashov, and probably Marashov.
Okay.
He's 21 years old, and they really like him.
Right.
But they don't want to rush him.
Okay, that's fair. You are giving away your Scholar Athlete Award this morning for the Friday Night Rivals games.
We are. Congratulations to Ian Burke. He is our Friday Night Rivals High School Hoops Figure Law Firm Scholar Athlete. He wins a $5,000 scholarship, and he's a great kid. Big Notre Dame fan.
Okay.
Trying to get into Pitt and Penn State.
Right.
Smart as could be. Great SATs. Top in his class. Football player. Also started a nonprofit where he gives shoes out to the people, needy people.
Okay.
So he started it on his own. So congratulations to him. We'll be up there this morning. If you're listening, don't tell him.
Okay.
Because it is a bit of a surprise up in Tonkanic.
Okay.
So congratulations to Ian. We'll give you all the information Friday night on our Fox 56 News first at 10.
Sir, let's turn to the NFL.
Okay.
So there are a lot of people, a lot of Eagles fans who are not so optimistic and kind of down on the coaching staff. Before this weekend, I think that victory over the Raiders has quieted them for now. What do you think?
For now, it depends how they do Saturday against Washington, mm-hmm. against Marcus Mariota.
Okay.
I mean, former Eagle, right?
Yeah.
What does Vic Fangio, the Dunmore native defensive coordinator, have in store?
Mm-hmm.
They're not playing up to their potential.
Yeah.
You and I are Eagles fans, so it's tough for us to be objective.
Right.
I would say I don't think Jalen is playing at a great level. He played last week at a good level.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of the offensive coordinator. I don't like some of the play calls. Now, they did go back to more of the running last week.
Right.
Now, and here's some of the, I don't want to say excuses. Their offensive line is not what it is. It's injured.
Right.
I mean, it's really injured. It's getting older. So that's something that they're going to have to talk about in the offseason.
Yes.
Can they get through? Yes. But they're going to be right there in the playoffs. I think they'll be okay.
Bob, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.